From the kitchen in WET San Ramon, it's Pancake. One meal told week by week. I'm Laura Matthews. What did you have for breakfast this morning? Toast? A muffin? Maybe a scone and coffee? Can you remember what you had for breakfast 6 weeks ago? How about what you had for breakfast on the most important day of your life? For Sarah Koenig, that day was the day she decided to create the investigative journalism podcast Serial. Sarah had no idea how huge her podcast would become. What a game changer it would be. Her podcast got bigger than any before it. So let me get to why I'm doing this one. I was staring at my toaster one morning when I realized that if I wanted to be like my hero, Sarah Koenig, I'd need to do exactly what she did. And what's the first thing anyone does on any given day? Eat breakfast. So I needed to get to the truth. I needed to find the answer. What did she have for breakfast that day? But more importantly, why? Why did she have for breakfast? I didn't know where to start to find my answer. It's commonly said that the most obvious solution to a problem is usually the most obvious one. It's the first one to come to your head. So in this case, that would mean simply to call her. Call Sarah Koenig and ask her what she had for breakfast that fateful day over 2 years ago. So I look at the white pages. It's a book with a list of names and phone numbers for quite a lot of people. I wouldn't say all of them. It's not that big of a book. Now, I looked for the name Sarah Koenig, but I didn't find it. I think it's because I live in California and she lives somewhere probably near Chicago. So while I couldn't find her name, I found a name that's sort of like it. Sandra Koenig. So I called her. I called this number. Hi, is this Sandra?
Yes, may I ask who's calling?
Hi, I'm Laura from Pancake. I was wondering if I could ask you a few questions about Sarah Koenig.
Who?
From then on, Sandra was being kind of difficult. She kept denying that she knew anything about Sarah at all. Quote, I don't know anything about Sarah what's-her-name, so you really need to stop calling me, unquote. But I still persisted. Can you tell me anything? Like, for instance, what did you have for breakfast this morning? That tone you heard is the signal that a call has ended. We got disconnected a lot, but I kept calling back. I just feel like there's something to that name, you know? Like, there's gotta be some kind of connection. Do you know what I mean? Like, how could your names be so similar and yet you keep insisting that there's nothing to it? Hello? Hello? I ended up empty-handed. She wouldn't budge an inch. I started to get disappointed. This wasn't gonna be as easy as I thought. There's a lot more to it. But I was running out of ideas, running out of leads. Whenever this happens, I call my brother, Jake. He always gives me great advice.
I feel like you say you run out of leads. You called one number, like one number.
I know, but it seemed like that was such a good idea, and then just nothing came of it.
I mean, it must have taken you 10 minutes tops. How can you say you've done any work?
I feel like we're beginning to have, like, maybe different perspectives here.
Yeah, my perspective is that, like, you're an idiot.
We argued about this for over 2 hours. I was really appreciating all of his feedback, but it was getting kind of late, and I needed to cut him off in the middle.
I mean, it took Sarah 4 months just to get in touch with some dude who thought H.M. McLean was a book. And you give up after one phone call? You called one person.
Hey, Jake, it's getting kind of late. It's almost 3 p.m. I gotta get some sleep.
All right.
Later that night, I woke up in a cold sweat. I was breathing heavily, and when I looked at my hands, they were shaking. I felt my own forehead. My scalp was drenched in sweat. And while I should add I'm not a doctor, my temperature was at least 200 degrees. I grabbed my phone and dialed Jake as fast as I could.
Hello?
Jake, oh my god, I'm so glad you're awake.
Yeah, it's only like 9.
I go a little rapid fire in the phone call, so let me lay out my line of thinking. When you look at a pancake, what do you see? It almost looks like a desert. Like a tiny, yet infinite desert. There's no trees growing out of it, or even a rock. It's flat. Flat as a pancake. So with that in mind, imagine you're really, really small. Might take you up to 3 days to cross the diameter of a pancake. And if that pancake was freshly made, it would be pretty hot. I often find myself thinking about that. Sometimes when I'm eating pancakes, I feel like Sarah does too. So I'm thinking, just like, okay, what if this has something to do with Bo Bergdahl? Like, she picked that story, and I'm just trying to figure out why. Like maybe did she pick that story because she was associating it with thinking about being really, really small and, like, trying to cross the diameter of, like, a burning hot pancake? Like, because she had pancakes the morning she decided to make the podcast. Like, maybe that's the key here. It was too similar to be a coincidence. I was beginning to realize that this was only the beginning. To say it became my obsession is putting it a bit too mildly. I needed to know, what did she have for breakfast that day? The question and the answers I found only pulled me deeper into the mystery. What I thought would be over easy turned out to be a lot more scrambled. So, dear listener, what are you going to have for breakfast tomorrow? Perhaps some cereal? Oh, I just got that! Pancake was produced by Rocky Chavez and me. It was written and edited by me. I think it's pretty obvious there wasn't a lot of fact-checking involved in this, so I'll just leave it at that. Music is by Rocky Chavez. This episode was mixed by Rocky Chavez. Digital editing was by, you guessed it, Alex Richwood. Special thanks to Sarah Koenig and the entire Serial staff. I hope you guys like it. Pancake is not affiliated with Serial or This American Life in any way. Stay tuned for a preview of the next episode of Pancake. And since we have no sponsors, that's right now.
Coming up on the next episode of Pancake.
Excuse me? What side of the bed did you get up on this morning?
Are you gonna order anything or just look at the menu all day?
It usually takes, what, like 21 minutes to eat breakfast, right?
It can't be done. I guarantee you, it can't be done. I'm 100% sure that if someone tried to do it, it would be impossible.